Hachette Audio presents Scared Scriptless, written and read by Allison Sweeney. I dedicate this novel to everyone who works, past, present, and future, at Days of Our Lives. The cast and crew who tirelessly create the enduring and captivating world of Salem, and to everyone who has ever watched and been swept away by it. Act 1. Scene 1. I can feel the arrhythmia in his femoral artery. He's going into cardiac arrest. We're not going to lose him. Intense eyes meet mine over the patient lying on a makeshift hospital bed. Momentarily startled by the urgent gaze, I quickly recover. Yes, he's in VFib, I say. He needs another 400 cc's of propofol. His eyes remain glued to the monitors all around us. But you said the max his body could handle was 200, I reply. I know what I said, but if I can't finish the surgery, everything we've done for him will be worthless. He'll die if he wakes up now. Doctor, his body isn't responding to the treatments. What makes you think the surgery will make a difference? Nothing. I glance up at the seemingly cavalier reply, but his face is anything but casual. His expression shows the tension, the responsibility, and, most importantly, the concern he has for the patient under his care. But I don't have another choice. We're 100 miles from the nearest hospital. At this point, my instinct is all I've got to go on. For a split second, I am caught up in the moment. It's so easy to actually believe we're in a surgical tent in a dusty Middle Eastern desert. Then I shake my head and remember that we are, in fact, on a soundstage at Hogan Chaney Productions in Studio City, Los Angeles. That's a testament to Billy Fox's acting talent. Even in rehearsals.